Mrs. Bose Abiodun, mother of three boys, with a then 3-month pregnancy, was summarily sent to Ilesha Correctional Center on the order of an Osun State High Court sitting in Osogbo for standing shorty for her husband, Mr. Femi Abiodun, who jumped bail and still at large. Mrs. Abiodun told Radio Nigeria that sometimes in January 2014, her husband Femi Abiodun was arrested and charged to court for killing a person during a hunting expedition in Ijebu-Jesha in Uriari local government area of Osun State. After over a year in detention, on the order of the court, the husband was granted bail in the sum of 5 million naira and 2 shorties provided by the wife and the accused elder brother, who is also at large. However, the husband ran away in December 2017 and stopped attending to his mother trial in the court. But on April 11, 2018, the police came for the wife, detained her and dragged her before the trial court, from where she found her way to Ilesha prison. Surprisingly, the shorty, Mrs. Bose Abiodun, said she was only brought to court on 2 occasions throughout her 2 years incarceration.
Adájọ́ wa lọ́jọ́ wọ́n gbé mi lọ ní ọjọ́ 5 ní oṣù karùn-ún 2018. Wọ́n ti gbé mi lọ ní October 9, 2018. Tó bá ti di ọjọ́ mẹ́rin ní máa náwó wípé mo need budget. Tó bá ti lọ wá níwọ̀n tí mo àjẹ́ mẹ́sàn-án nípa adájọ́ sí.
About her conception and delivery, she narrated that it was in the prison she got aware of her condition, where she nursed the pregnancy to delivery on the 2nd of September 2018, and where she resided with the newborn baby till 1 year 8 months before help of her freedom came. In the course of her ordeal, Bose lost all her means of livelihood, and sadly, she also lost her mother, Mrs. Arowolo, who assisted her with the care of her 3 sons, whom she left behind while she sojourned in Ilesha Correctional Center. Bose's younger brother, Mr. Arowolo, confirmed that their mother's death was caused by her predicament, as a 62-year-old woman died of shock as she crossed Bose's name daily until she passed on. Mr. Arowolo also explained that effort to persuade the husband family to support the care of Bose's 3 children was not successful, as the family declined such assistance. However, luck ran away when a matter was raised by the Legal Aid Council during the state chief judge Justice Adekunle Ojo's amnesty visit to the correctional center in Ilesha late last month, acting on the directive of the federal government that such facility be decongested owing to the ravaging COVID-19 pandemic. Speaking on the development, the coordinator of the Legal Aid Council in Osun State, who facilitated Bose's release, Mrs. Julie Olorunfemi, described Bose's detention in prison with pregnancy and eventually raising the child for a year and 8 months behind the bars as unfortunate.
She was attended to as antenatal. Now so she delivered, and the mothers were so kind enough to have conducted a medical ceremony for the baby. The baby also have left, you know, the custody, because like the roof, the baby did not commit any wrong, so maybe she
will. Mrs. Olorunfemi, who is also the vice chairman of the Nigerian Bar Association of Osun Branch, appealed to government to rehabilitate Mrs. Bose Abiodun and her 1-year-8-month-old son. Also speaking of the development, an Osun-based legal practitioner, Mr. Adunayo Henry, said a situation of keeping a pregnant woman and later with a newborn baby in prison custody for over 2 years on the ground that the accused guaranteed jumped bail was too extreme.
He or she cannot be tried for the offense of the main suspect. There is no vicarious liability in a crime. If you commit a crime, you have to bear the consequences. The prosecution of the police, we have to come up with another charge entirely. You have to come up like probably obstructing course of justice and things like that. That is what you can do. He is not the one that committed the offense. We have all this extrajudicial handling of matter.
Presently, the mother of 4 boys, fashion designer Mrs. Bose Abiodun, is helpless. Her husband is nowhere to be found. She has no means of livelihood and no support anywhere to cope with the challenge of raising 4 male children alone. From Osogbo, Adinitan Akinola, Radio Nigeria.